I'll keep score tonight so that you can concentrate on your zinger.
How you feeling?
Not quite 100%, but much, much better than a few days ago.
I think what everyone's wondering is, will Andy get sick? Are you contagious? How will Andy be? Is Andy going to be okay? Is Andy going to get COVID? These are some of the questions I think our listeners are asking.
Yeah, I would not have come back in if I was still testing positive.
I don't know. I don't know if I trust all that.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. I know. I'm glad we're talking about this directly now.
Yeah.
Because you called me earlier today and said, oh, yeah, by the way, how you doing?
Yeah, six feet away. I'm talking to you now from 6 feet away.
But I knew that you didn't really care how I
just
was,
don't want to. I don't care.
Yeah, you didn't care how I was
doing. By the way, if you're interested, no one cares. All they want to know is, am I going to get sick? That's all people want to know.
Yeah.
I can't afford to get sick because I have a life.
Oh, that's right. You're going up to Toronto.
I have work. Well, I think I'm here next week.
Yeah.
And then I'm gone.
Gone for quite a while.
Yeah. When's the marathon?
March 3rd through 16th.
Hey, good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
We'll be soaking you.
Will you tell me how you do?
We'll soak you on March 5th.
No. You can't soak me without.
March 5th?
No. You mean I'll be doing it remotely? I'll be getting soaked remotely?
Yeah. Soaking you for part of that money that you're making up in Toronto.
Well, it's just
you're doing very well in your unemployment.
It's just a pilot. There's no guarantee. I don't have a show.
In your retirement, man. Like, oh, how many people are working on that pilot? Several hundred?
Well, there's 120 people on the payroll, but I would say 30 are working, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen the Teamsters.
I know.
Up close.
90 no-show jobs.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Welcome to show business.
You got one of those no-show jobs.
I do.
You just have to be there. Oh, Andy, can you change this colon to a semicolon?
Yeah. No one works as hard as you can. No one can compare to you. Hey, what's with that cough?
No, I'm just
not happy about that.
Just
don't get me sick.
Spraying my COVID around. No big deal.
It's driving me crazy because you know how I like to end every show with a makeout session. Not this week, brother.
No, we shouldn't do that this week.
What else?
What else?
You know who was great? Matt, last week.
Oh, yeah.
That kid could laugh. That kid really enjoys my company.
Yeah, people love his laugh.
Yeah. That was a bit of fresh air.
Yeah.
Man.
I never laugh.
You're a tough laugh. You're a tough room.
Yeah.
You're too cool for school.
Well, now it hurts to laugh. Because my lungs are so filled with this, you know, COVID crust.
It finally got you.
Yeah.
Tough guy.
5 years.
Yeah.
It took me 5 years. I have no idea how I got it.
Mr. Tough Guy, swaggering around.
I know.
COVID can't touch me.
I was one of the last people from FMU to get it.
Well, welcome. Welcome to our world. And now, what are we doing today? Do you want to just get into it?
Yeah, today we're doing the best age. We want listeners to call up at 201-209-9368.
Yeah, we'll just make a chart from 1 to, what's the maximum age our listeners could be, possibly?
Well, they don't have to be the age.
I know, but I mean, how old could they possibly? No, you have to have lived the age to declare.
Okay, all right.
You can't be 12 and say 27 is the best age.
Right.
So, we're talking about the best age. Now, are we saying what age would you be if you could push a button and remain that age forever? Is that the question?
I think so, yeah.
Well, the answer is obvious.
What?
10. How could it be anything other than 10?
10 wasn't so great for me.
10's great. You're not dealing with girls.
As far as
you know, you're going to be an astronaut. Or a Major League Baseball player, as far as you know. The world is your oyster. And you don't have to eat oysters if you don't want to.
Wow. Your 10-year-old year.
You get those Happy Meals from McDonald's?
Better than me. I was tortured by girls when I was 10 years old.
Really? 10?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't really discover 10 till, girls till I had been married for 3 years.
That explains a lot. That was the marriage that ended in divorce, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when I really started dating heavily, at the, with my third anniversary. No, 10 is the number. 10 is the age. What do you think is the greatest age to be?
Maybe 15.
Oh, for the love of God.
15 hey, was...
Hold on. 15 I'm going to write was, this.
I'd say for me, 15 was... it was a great year. It was a terrible year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
15 is when you start to realize your limitations. It's not going to all fall your way.
So much happened when I was 15, though.
Oh, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that for a minute. So much happening is a negative.
Well, so much great stuff and so much terrible stuff.
Well,
what's the phone number?
The music was great. I don't know.
No, the music wasn't that great.
Why don't we, when you were 15?
It was okay.
Wait, what year was that?
1974.
That's the Eagles at their peak.
Oh, God. Stevie Wonder.
That's Jackson Browne.
Stevie Wonder put out a couple of good records.
That's Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, you were lucky.
Hi, you're on the air. How old are you?
No. We don't care how old you are.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air. I don't care how old you are.
Wait, I can't hear them. Ken, I can't hear them.
Yeah, you can hear them now.
No, I can't.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, I can.
I've got a question. Do you mean to be your that particular age and in your particular circumstances?
Well, just in, sure, I guess. How else can you answer it except that in your, from,
well,
from
I mean,
your...
Well, I'd really like to have a 17, my body at 17.
All right, we're going to put you down for 17.
Yeah.
And then...
Okay, thanks.
Okay, 17. There's... Okay, and then we're going to take this poll, and there'll be a winning age, right, by the end of it.
Yes.
More people will vote for one age, right, than
yep.
others.
Yep.
And every listener who contacts you who is that age, right?
They have to prove it.
Yeah, but let's say 17 is the age. Every 17-year-old that contacts you after the show, they get we'll go to their house the next week and give them a sponge bath.
No.
We'll just go from listener to listener.
No.
With a little bathtub.
No, we did that. It did not go well. We're not doing that again.
My sponge bath technique has improved. I've been working on it.
No, man. People were really uncomfortable. You don't recognize that.
I think they were just saying they were uncomfortable.
No, that's not how I remember it.
Oh, you're talking about the woman that fought us off with a taser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Among others.
Okay, the sponge bath parade. Okay, we'll figure an alternative.
All right, so I have one check mark next to 17.
And how about me? Next to 10. No one can argue with 10.
Okay.
201-209-9368. Not a care in the world at 10. What's your biggest concern at 10? You're missing a Lego piece, right? You can't complete the rocket ship. You can't find the astronaut's left arm. What's your biggest concern at 10? None. There's none.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, I was...
Mom won't give you a third helping of dessert.
My biggest problem at 10 was not having a girlfriend. I wanted a girlfriend so bad when I was...
At 10?
At 10, yeah. I remember that summer. I remember the summer of 69.
No!
I'm sorry, it's
10
true.
Years old? No,
yeah.
Ken. No, that's making me uncomfortable. And but it explains a lot. I know you've had a series of 10-year-old girlfriends since then.
No, I never got a 10-year-old girlfriend.
No, not at that time.
Never
I mean,
did.
As soon as you could drive,
no,
things changed for you
not,
there.
Not even then.
201-209-9368.
Hi,
like COVID-addled.
I'm negative. Partner. I'm negative.
Yeah.
This is just like crust left over in my lungs. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, 35, going straight for the adult.
35. Tell us why 35 works for people.
35, you could drive.
Yeah.
You know, you could drive, you could drink, smoke.
I guess your career hasn't plateaued quite yet, right?
And you're not an idiot. Also, by the time you're 35, you've learned a couple of things.
Exactly. Yeah,
well,
I mean,
you
if
don't.
You're a kid, you have very little control over what's going on. You need some of that wisdom.
Well, as long as I have the TV remote control, that was all the control I needed. I could go from F Troop to Hogan's Heroes and then back to F Troop.
Favorite F Troop episode?
Is there one that you know of?
I watched it all the time.
I guess it's the one where Colonel Hagar, wait, Agarn?
Corporal Agarn.
Corporal Agarn.
Larry Storch.
Yeah, Larry Storch. I guess he was put in charge, right?
Oh, was he?
I'm sure there was one. The commander had to leave for a week. He really screwed things up.
Sergeant.
It went to his head, as
Sergeant
I recall.
Sergeant O'Rourke was his superior.
I didn't know there'd be a quiz, a pop quiz.
Sorry. All right, thank you, caller. We'll put you down for 35.
201-209-9368. So if more people vote for 35, we will have prizes for 35-year-old listeners.
Correct.
What kind of prizes? Anything from the top shelf?
Well,
how about one of our marathon prizes? We have a great premium this year.
Yeah, we do. Oh, well, that's a future prize. No, you can give them a prize from the past, like the 7-second delay COVID mask.
Yeah.
Oh man, if I had only been wearing that.
Yeah, they're going to need that. How about a 7-second delay COVID test?
Those tests are not that reliable.
You know what I should market? I had this idea for a product, a COVID test called Never Pause. It costs a little more, but it's never positive.
Yeah.
Like if you're planning a vacation, you want to fly, you're going to go to a party, then you'd go to the drugstore and you'd buy a Never Pause.
Right. Well, that would be very cheap to manufacture because it would not have to be science-based at all.
Right. It would just have one line on it.
Yeah.
Kind of in a permanent marker. Never Pause. Yeah, I have a big, big, big date on Friday. I better grab me one of those Never Pauses.
There's still time, man. Avian flu is coming. Do it. Never Pause. Uncle Andy Toys can put it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
You're on the air.
You love the show.
Love the show. Yeah, I'm going to say 69.
69? Hey.
Are you 69?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I think he might have hit Wikipedia. That's Uncle Andy's age.
Yeah, I'm 69 for sure.
You're not
69. This guy's not
69.
He's too cool for 69. Is that what you're thinking, Ken?
Yeah.
He's too funny, too smooth.
Yep.
He's a player. He's not cranky and over the hill like me.
Yeah, he's got riz. 69-year-olds don't have riz.
I don't know what that means. I'll tell you why I don't know what that means.
Because you're 69.
201-209-9368.
Andy's birthday is coming up, everybody.
I don't think it is.
It's March 3rd.
It's May 14th.
March 3rd.
May 14th in a few months.
Andy's going to be the big
7-0. I'll be 70 in May.
Big 7-0.
If you want to celebrate, stick around in May.
Love celebrating his birthday.
No, we're not going to even mention it.
Andy loves being the center of attention. Hi, you're on the air.
So the therapist said, well, okay, if Ken Freeman is your best friend, why do you hate him? Why do you hate him so much?
And hi, guys.
I would say, listen to last week's show.
Hi, who's this?
This is Janine.
Oh, it's Janine.
Yeah.
Hey, didn't I say before the show I hope Janine calls?
You did say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Janine. And we're talking about, like, the best age to be.
The best age, yeah, when it all seems to be working.
And I would say, of course, it means that it's the year 1969, but the best age, I was 13.
Okay. 13 and 69? But now, what if you were 13 today? Is 13 just generally the best age?
Oh, 13 today would be awful.
Well, yeah.
13 in 1969.
That's what made it so good back then was I was still innocent, ha ha ha, and we had the men landing on the moon, and we had this great music, and it just there was so much going on, and the times were turbulent.
Yeah,
then not like today.
In the year 2525 was the number one song.
Was it?
I never really
cared. Was it? Yes. Oh, well then, okay. It was still a good year anyway, in spite of that. But I was 14 in 69. Now, here's the great thing about being 10 years old. 10 years old works no matter what the era, no matter what the political situation.
I agree.
I was 13.
I know, but 10, you're oblivious to it all. That's why 10 is the answer.
Oh, man, 10 would be so awful right now.
10 is great. Any generation, any era, 10 is great.
I don't agree.
Biblical times, ancient Rome, anytime, anywhere.
All right, Janine, we've put down one vote for 13.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
Love you.
Even
more.
In the dark ages. Even in the dark ages.
Oh, my God.
You want to be 10.
A 10-year-old in the dark ages?
Yeah, you hang out with Fagin. You're learning to pick pockets.
That wasn't the dark ages.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know my history.
That was the Victorian ages.
Do I look like I read a book? I'm 10 years old.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, wonderful. Love the show.
That means the world to us, doesn't it, Ken?
It does.
Hey, when Ken dies of COVID, maybe you can host.
I identify as 14.
14.
Yes.
Wow.
It's close to your 10. But I got to tell you, Andy, since the last sponge bath, please,
yeah.
I'm still digging your chest hairs out of my bathtub drain. Please.
You're right. I should have shaved my chest hairs before I came over. You're right. But that's what we're offering. We will come to your house with a tub. We come with the tub and the sponges.
This is actually really interesting because the votes are clustering around 13, 14, 15.
As the best age?
Yeah.
And you would say, wait, you said 15?
Yeah, I said 15. In fact, there's only one adult age that's been voted for so far, and that's 35.
Well, you've met adults. That's not surprising.
Oh, I know.
Have you ever met a happy one? 201-209-9368. Have you ever met a morose, a depressed 10-year-old?
Yes.
No.
I have.
No. They've got it all going. It's all in front of them. Nothing's gone wrong yet.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I love the show.
Thanks. That means the world to us. So you agree with me, 10 years old is the perfect age.
No.
The sweet
that's
spot.
Too young. How about 30?
30?
All right, 30.
Well, I guess that could work.
I wasn't falling apart then. Now I'm just a mess.
I guess 30 is before the clock really starts ticking on your career, on your family, right?
Yeah.
30's okay.
Things really haven't started going downhill yet.
Hey, can I recommend something? If you like 30, I recommend 10. Just keep going back. Just keep winding that clock back.
10, I don't even know. I was doing nothing.
Exactly. You've made my point. Did you hear that, Ken? He was doing nothing.
You were 10 years old, Andy, in what, 65?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good year for music.
Oh, shut up.
All right. Thank you, Mr. 30.
Thank you. 201-209-9368.
We're looking for the best age. Give us a call and let us know what the ideal age for you
is. Was that Rubber Soul? Was that the Beatles' Rubber Soul?
Yep.
Can't beat it. 10 years old.
The Birds.
Yeah.
Sonny and Cher.
You know what? When you're 10 years old and you get a guitar for Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. Uh-huh.
And you learn the G chord.
Yeah.
You're Paul McCartney. You're in the Beatles. You can do anything. You're 10 years old.
Just with a G chord?
Yeah. You're 10 years old. No one will tell you differently. Your imagination's running wild.
I think you need at least two chords.
You're 10 years old. You don't even need a guitar. You just dance around your living room and you're in the Beatles. It all works. It's the sweet spot.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. Is it working?
It is working. Who's this?
I'm Nadia. I like your guys' show. It's fun to listen to.
Hi, Nadia.
Hey, Nadia. Thanks for calling.
You know, we used to have a regular caller named Nadia.
Oh, that's funny.
What a coincidence.
That was our pre-COVID days, I think.
Yeah.
Hey, Nadia. Now, you can't. Now you don't know what adulthood is like, but you can tell us what your favorite age so far has been.
Probably like 300, maybe.
Well,
no, you haven't.
300 or 400.
You haven't been that age yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I turned 300 last spring.
Nadia is getting a little spunky, a little sassy as she gets older.
Nuh-uh.
Okay, I was going to say probably like 11 or 12.
I'll just say 10. Like, just agree with your Uncle Andy for once.
What? Yeah, 11 and 12 were pretty sweet. Which one is it going to be, Nadia?
Okay, probably 12, because, like, you're, like, an older kid, so you can, like, I feel like you can have more fun, like, playing and stuff. But, like, it's, like, before you turn 13 and you become, like, awkward.
Right, right.
12. Okay, then it's 12.
Well chosen, Nadia.
Okay, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Hope to see you during the marathon, Nadia.
I guess you think, yeah, exactly.
Bye.
Bye.
I guess you spent most of your 12th year looking for contraceptions, contraceptives, huh?
Well, that was the year I started smoking. And was that the year I first, I'm trying to think when I saw my first condom. It might have been, yeah, 12 or
It 15. Was 12. I've read your memoirs.
Yeah.
Your unpublished memoirs. That would be an amazing marathon premium. A copy of Ken Friedman's memoirs.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, good. Okay.
It is great.
So my age?
Yeah.
I would say my favorite ages were 24 and 25.
Which is it going to be?
You want to know why?
No, well, I want to know
which one. Which of those two
can't
would you?
Be, can't be both.
I'll pick 25, okay?
Okay, 25.
Yeah,
why?
Why? Because as long as you have a full-time job, you're still kind of having fun. You don't have a lot of responsibilities. So it's like, okay, you're still, if you're making money, even if you don't have the greatest job, but you're still young. You can still get out and do a lot of stuff. Right,
you can stay up all night and go to work the next day.
That's why it was for me.
Yeah. But at 25, I knew I wasn't successful yet. I knew it hadn't happened yet. I was filled with frustration and resentment.
Huh.
At 25, I knew enough. On 10, on the other hand, it was all still possible. Everything was possible.
Wow.
Oh, and at 25, also, oh, 24 and 25, I was starting to do freelance writing. I also had a part-time
job. Yeah, you didn't sell a single thing. You didn't sell a single thing at 25. Nobody does.
Why,
Andy?
No, 25, freelance writing. That's.
It was a part-time gig. I was teaching high school.
You were so, oh, my God, teaching high school. No, 10 years old.
He's voting for 25.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk you out of it, obviously.
And I would go to nightclubs. I got invited to stuff. It was good.
Yeah.
Invited to stuff. The last time I was invited to anything, 10 years old.
That was a very good year.
That was the last time, yeah. Joe Corcoran's birthday party.
Thanks, Mr. 25. Joe Corcoran's birthday party.
10 years old.
Wow.
You weren't there. I made sure of that.
I remember when I was 10 years old going to an ice cream social. And one of my buddies...
Would you say this story is about half over?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
One of my buddies had a girl sitting on his lap.
At 10 years old?
10 years old. I was so jealous.
Where the hell did you grow up? Jeffrey Epstein's Island?
No.
Like, where the hell was this?
Plato's Retreat?
Yeah, remember? Yeah. Pedophile Junction.
I was 10.
Yeah. Yeah. 10.
I was at summer camp. It was all about hooking up.
I know. I know you went to sex camp.
Yeah, you wish you went to sex camp.
Welcome to sex camp. Here's your chastity belt, ladies.
No, hell no.
Here's your master key, gentlemen.
That's not how it worked.
201-209-9368.
What's going on with your throat there? You sound like you got...
a friend of mine gave me COVID.
You got a little touch of COVID.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Tomer. I can't believe I got through.
Tomer!
Hey, I know Tomer.
Tomer, long time.
Yeah.
I know.
Wait, is Tomer the guy we played pinball with?
Yes.
Yes.
And he's the one that gave me a ride home.
Yeah, we played Motorhead pinball.
Hey, Tomer, are you around next Wednesday at this time? Do you work or live in Jersey City?
I live in Jersey City. If I'm around, I'll give you another ride. How are you?
Remember you gave me a coupon that said good for one ride home anytime, and I've lost that coupon.
If I'm around, you can cash it in.
Sounds like you're out of luck, Andy, if you lost the coupon.
Sounds like a pretty big if. If I'm around, I'll give you a ride home. Have you ever heard a word that big in your life, if? If I'm around. So, biggest, heaviest word in the English language.
So, Tomer, what's your favorite age?
I was going to say, like, 13, 14, 15, those are fun because, like, bar mitzvah and you're starting high school, but I
you got to choose one.
I wanted to say, give my shout out for, like, 18. You're just starting college if you live in the States and that's, like, your thing, and you have your whole life ahead of you. You think you're invincible, you know, you're experimenting in life and you don't have to deal with work and all that. And
a great theme song, too. You got that great Alice Cooper song.
18.
Not every age has a great theme song like that.
Is that the first vote for 18?
Yes. There's not a single age that has more than one vote yet, Andy.
So 18, well, for me, 18 is the year I started college, and 18 and a half is the year I ended college.
Not even 18 and a half.
I almost,
well, between 18 and 18 and a half must have been a really good time.
18.1 is when you ended college.
It was an ordeal. It was hell on earth. It was like trench warfare. When I saw that movie, 1917, I said, that's me. That's me in college.
I can't believe you even started college. It's amazing.
I can't believe it either.
Hey, thanks, Tomer.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you. Oh, brother.
Yeah, Andy's birthday is March 3rd, everybody. Don't forget
May 14th. Sorry. I would love to maybe mark it here if I'm on the air. May 14th.
March 3rd. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hi, who's this?
You love the
this
show.
Is Sam the Appraiser. I love the show.
Hi, Sam.
Thanks, brother.
Can you guys turn your radio down a little bit?
Sam, can I answer for you? I think I know Sam well enough to anticipate what his favorite age was.
What's it going to be?
10.
I don't think so.
I'll tell you, when I was 10 and 10, I was just like you. I was hopelessly love-struck.
Yeah, exactly.
Lonely.
Yeah.
It was terrible. Because I watched too many 80s movies, and I thought, you know, you're supposed to just fall in love with girls all the time.
Right.
But I think the best age is 40.
40? Well, if you have your act together, 40. I guess.
Okay. Yeah, if you have your act together.
How many people have their act together?
That's weird, but I'll put it down, Sam.
A lot of responsibility at 40.
I'm surprised with these people picking these young ages. I mean, being young just stinks, you know. It's just,
it does. It does. You're so
stupid.
You're
poor. You're miserable. You know it's supposed to be the best years of your life, but it isn't, and you like never lived. Like, when I was 25, I'm like, this is supposed to be the best time of my life, but I wasn't happy.
The best argument for 10 years old, you're so stupid. It's a dream. No, you're living a dream.
It's true.
Being a kid is horrible. Who are you kidding? When you're a kid, you can't do anything. You're just like, it's like,
well,
okay,
if you
can Daddy,
reach,
what can I do now?
If you could reach the cabinet where they keep the desserts, you're in heaven. If you know how to work the remote control to change the channels, you're in heaven. What else do you need? You got your dog. You got your
autonomy.
Says the guy who chained the remote to the sofa so his kids couldn't use it.
Okay, that's not why it was chained to the sofa.
The one thing I don't
I
like
was afraid
about
of losing the sofa.
The thing I don't like about adults is that they all glorify childhood to a ridiculous extent.
I know.
You ask a real kid what it's like to be a kid, and they'll tell you it's no fun.
Freaking adults.
You should have asked me. I was living a dream. So nobody has voted for any age more than once.
No.
Well, we need a winner because we want to award prizes to people who are that age.
Soon we're going to have to narrow it down.
But there's no one who has any vote, any second vote.
Thank you, Sam the Appraiser.
Who gets the sponge bath?
Yeah, we have sponge baths to give away.
No, we're not giving away sponge baths.
Hey, our marathon premium this year is pretty sweet, though.
It is pretty sweet. Customized T-shirts.
Yeah, a T-shirt with your name on it.
And your picture.
And our signature.
Your picture.
Yeah, and I'll do a quick stick drawing sort of picture of you. And you'll be there with me and Ken.
And Andy's a tremendous artist.
I will spend more than 8 seconds. I will spend between 8 and 12 seconds on each T-shirt.
I believe that all your music CDs, you did the artwork for the cover.
Yeah. That's sort of what made me the household name I am today, Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing, guys? I love the show. And Ken, I hope you're feeling better. And Andy, I hope you don't get COVID.
You're saying all the right things so far, brother. Nobody said exactly the right things this.
I got a perfect age for two reasons, and the age is 15 years old.
15, that's all right. Okay. That's two votes for...
Defend your thesis.
Two votes for 15.
Well, we don't have any listeners, 15, but go ahead.
Sure we do.
15, I love being 15 because it was when I really learned how to get into trouble.
Yes!
I discovered substances. I started cutting out of class.
Yes!
I got into all kinds of mischief.
What does that yes mean, Ken?
It was just a very wonderful experimental time in my life.
Ken says yes when you say the word substances, the way audiences in Massachusetts cheer when you say the word Boston in a concert. Yes! Oh, Boston! Woo!
This guy is speaking to me!
Yeah, or my wife when you say Memphis in a song. Woo! Memphis! Substances! Woo!
The other reason that I love being 15 was because, and this is a totally a plug, it's when I discovered WFMU.
Aw.
Boy, this guy, it's almost like he rehearsed, almost like you built this guy from an AI program.
15's in the lead. Thank you, caller.
15. Yeah. Okay.
It's the only age that has more than one vote.
If 15 wins, we'll reward every 15-year-old listener.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Aaron in Toronto.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Wow.
Long-time listener, love the show. Okay.
Yeah, first time I think we've spoken that I know of.
No, I have called before. It's
yeah,
while,
it's Aaron. It's Aaron.
Oh, Aaron in Toronto.
From Toronto, yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Aaron.
Have you been, Aaron? We were just talking about you. I was saying I hope Aaron calls.
Well, and I kind of knew that. Like, my ears were burning, so I thought I'd help you out.
Now, wait, I'm going to be up in Toronto next week. What's the temperature there right now?
Right now, it is minus 14, and we're supposed to have a snowstorm tonight.
No, see, Aaron, oh, my God. That's the worst news I could
hear. Hopefully, we're just getting it out of our system now so that when you get here, it's nice and appropriate for you.
Oh, my God.
Why are you giving out the temperature in Fahrenheit, Aaron?
I'm not, actually. I'm giving it in Celsius.
Okay, that's Celsius, Andy.
Okay, wait. Is that worse or better for me, for the home team?
Way worse.
It's worse for you.
Way worse.
Dear God. Dear God, what's going to happen?
So, Aaron, Andy, you're going to take Aaron out for dinner when you're in Toronto? You're going to be there for like a month.
I'm going to be there for a month. Aaron, what do you do for a living?
I work for one of the banks here.
Oh, yeah, definitely you're going to take Aaron out. Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's, I'm excited.
That's funny money.
Ken has my email address, so, you know, just get in touch. And
yeah,
and I'll be very happy.
I'll send you both an e-intro. So, Aaron, what's your favorite age?
So I'm actually going to second the vote for 40. I'm in my 40s, and this has been the best time of my life. I actually have a bit of money. I have as much free time as I want to have outside of work. I don't have, like, anyone I have to answer to, and I do pretty much anything I feel like I should be doing.
Hey, Aaron, say the word substances. You'll see what happens.
Substances are also a thing that I can do if I want.
Huh. Go, Ken, go.
I'm straight edge myself.
Fantastic. Well, I'm sure if your banker boss is listening, he'd be very proud of you. You're saying all the right things.
She,
yeah. You sound very responsible. 40. How was 40 for you, Ken?
I don't remember it.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'd have to think of the year.
All I could think of, things that weren't happening, projects that weren't coming together. Disappointment after disappointment. I had kids.
I'm not going to say it's all perfect.
I mean, I love my kids. I love my family. I guess that's a plus, I guess.
I think maybe one of the keys is I don't have any kids, so I just do what I want.
That's the secret, baby. Well played, Aaron. Well played, baby.
Andy's got a million kids. He could lend you one or two.
I have five.
Well,
I mean,
if he brings them to Toronto next week, I guess he could drop them off.
Let me tell you something. With all the problems in the world, you know, the wars and the poverty and the overpopulation, I think it would be irresponsible to bring more than five children into the world. I stopped at five.
That seems pretty reasonable. Yeah. That's what my grandmother stopped at.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You're only counting the first two families. No, that's...
Counting the primary family.
I understand why. All right, thank you, Aaron. I'll send you and Andy each other's emails.
I think I'm going to be pretty busy.
So you guys can hook
up? Oh, I wish I could say yes.
Andy can give you a pass to the movie set? That
no, that's not going to happen either.
Well,
Aaron,
if you have some time, Andy.
Yeah, okay. Let me say I love you. Let me just say I love you, and you sound great. Yeah, you sound wonderful.
Erin
you sound
is great, and she is wonderful.
And she is wonderful, but I think I'm looking at my schedule. It just pledged, is not going
to
work.
She's pledged to our show many times.
Oh, then, then thank you.
So
I will be pledging again for the soaking of Andy.
Yeah. Okay, what I'll do is I'll string her along until she pledges.
Maybe you take me out during the soaking, Andy, so that, you know, I can't.
Oh, yeah, maybe I will. Yeah, maybe I'll try to woo you so you won't soak me.
You should invite her to the shoot so she can see what you do.
Well, I'm going to be working hard. I'm really going to be distracted. Oh, yeah, I won't be a very good host.
Well, that's right. It's not a no-show job. It's the other thing. It's a no-work job.
No, it's a real job. I'll take pictures of it so you can see what one looks like.
Yeah, Andy,
a real job.
Andy, we need a different verb in this sentence here. Thanks,
really?
Erin.
You think that's my job as a screenwriter? Andy, we need a different verb in this sentence here.
Yeah.
Who says that, by the way? Who are you quoting?
The director. You're the writer.
Andy, wake up. Huh? We need a different verb in this sentence here. It's something that no director has ever said.
That's
ever.
It.
Yeah.
You sound just like Jerry Zucker. On the set of Rat Race.
Oh,
is that
up.
What you were doing?
Yeah, yeah. And then I would just list a few verbs and say, take your choice, Jerry.
Oh, man, that must be the life. Wake up from a nap, spout out a couple of verbs. Jeez. You writers have it made. Hi, you're on the air.
Let me tell you something. 10 years old, nobody's asking you to come up with verbs at the last minute.
Hi, you're on the air.
10 years old.
I hope you get the help you need.
I hope you get the help Ken and I need.
I hope Andy gets the help that you need, Pete the Gardener. So, Pete,
do you have an opinion about this?
Pete the Gardener, what's your favorite age?
50. 50.
Interesting.
Wait, tell me why. 50.
Certain things happened that can't be described on the radio that were absolutely wonderful. I met and married my wife, and that's enough.
Yeah, that's okay. That answers the question: is Pete's wife in the same room when he makes these phone calls?
First,
yes, she is. She's
of course,
on the computer
she is
doing horrible things, and she's getting short tempered with me. I have to say goodbye to both of you fine gentlemen, and I do hope you get the help you need.
Thanks, Pete, and thanks, Mrs. Pete.
Thanks, Pete. So, Andy, we have 2 votes for 15.
That's the year I got married.
2 votes for 40.
His wife must have been within 10 feet of him right there. Yeah, that's the year I got married. I wonder why Pete's the first guy to say that tonight.
How old were you when you got married? Second or third time?
First time I was I was 26. That's young nowadays, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I met Beth in my mid-40s, my late 40s.
Uh-huh. You don't even remember how old you were.
Here's all I remember: 10. They all was working at 10.
Hi, you're on the air.
Nobody waking me up saying you overslept at 10.
I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either. What's your favorite age?
You know, that guy who said 30 earlier, he was really on to something.
30?
All right, yeah, 30. All right, so we have it down. Thanks, caller. Andy, maybe we should have the finals now.
A runoff?
Yeah, because we have 3 ages that each got 2 votes.
50. That's all it takes for to make the runoff?
Well, we only have...
To make the second tier?
We only have 18 minutes left. You want to try to get some more? Okay.
Fine.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. This is Chris from Ridgewood, New Jersey.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Wasn't I saying I wonder where Chris... What happened to Chris, Ken?
I must have missed that.
You're calling from... If I recall, you're calling from Ridgewood. Is that correct?
Yes.
Ridgewood, New York or Ridgewood?
No, he's in Jersey.
Okay.
It's Chris.
Yeah. Hey,
yeah,
Chris.
It's Chris.
It's Chris.
So, Chris, what's your favorite age?
I'm going to put another vote in for 25.
No. No.
What's wrong with 25, Andy? You got married at 26.
Yeah, I know, but 25, you know what hasn't been working. You know where you're not.
But no, you're still young enough where you kind of have, your life ahead.
No, but you're old enough to know. You're old enough to know what a fickle friend Hope is. Hope will kill you. You know that at 25.
You were already a performer.
In Washington Square Park.
You had an agent. Yeah. Didn't you have an agent already?
I guess I was getting there.
At 25?
I was getting there.
It was already starting. Weren't you already opening for Ron McLean?
I don't remember. It was starting. Things were starting, I guess, at 25. But I knew enough. But also, huge disappointments at 25.
Yeah.
But there's a few disappointments, like when you're a kid, too.
Not at 10.
I had a lot of disappointments.
Oh, yeah. You didn't get any wedgies when you were 10?
Well, this is just between us.
Thankfully.
This can't leave the sewing circle. I used to love them wedgies. I used to taunt the bullies, hoping for the wedgies.
Huh.
That's why 10 is magic.
Yeah. Okay. You did it for the wedgies.
Yeah.
I did it for the ice cream socials myself.
At 10?
Okay, thanks, caller.
We used to have to square dance at our elementary school. Did you have to square dance?
Yes, but not at 10. Not at 10. No.
What was 10? Was that Little League, 10 years old?
I just remember the summer of 69. So I remember Woodstock in the year 2525.
You're obsessed with that song.
Well, it was number one for like 5 months.
Am I 4 years older than you?
Yeah. Such a bad song.
Emotionally, how much older am I than you?
You're not. You're not older than me emotionally.
The answer is 7 years.
I don't think so. You're 4 years older than me biologically. Well, when do you want to start having the finals now? We now have four ages.
Who's going to die first?
We've talked about this many times.
Oh, man, I hope it's you.
Yeah, I know you hope it's me. But I hope it's me because apparently I get a prize at your funeral.
Yeah, well, there's something for you in my will.
Yeah.
But if you die first, I have great plans for this station.
Like what?
First of all, number one, step one, marry Michelle. Because she's legally inheriting, right?
Oh, well, yeah, you better hurry up.
Oh, wait, is she engaged?
No, not saying that, not saying nothing.
I think she is. You heard it here.
Not saying nothing.
Say no more. Congratulations, Michelle. Well done.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Living a dream. I'm living a 10-year-old's dream.
A 10-year-old.
3 years old is the perfect age.
What age?
Three.
Yes. Yes, I can see the argument for that. Yes. You can't...
I remember nursery school.
Yes.
Let me alone.
Yep.
Yes.
You can walk. You can take a nap anytime you want.
You can soil your pants. It wouldn't be the end of the world if you soil your pants. You try soiling your pants at 25, ladies and gentlemen. See how far that gets you.
And when I was 3, the Beatles just came out, and I was listening to Beatle music. I was playing with toys.
Yes.
Read.
Exactly.
It was perfect.
You don't have to worry. Socially, you don't have to worry. You know why? Mommy makes the play dates for you.
It was great.
You don't have to worry about being rejected. Mommy will take care of it.
No, and I had absolutely 100% confidence.
Exactly. 3. You know what? You're making a very good argument for 3.
I don't even know if I can remember 3. Do you remember 3?
I remember
the nursery school I went to had... like a whole bunch of tricycles, and you could walk outside.
Yes, I remember the nursery school.
It was great. It was just great.
I remember the year 2525 was the number one hit. I remember that.
No, it wasn't. You were 14 by the time in the year 2525 was the number one hit.
All right, there you go, guys.
Well, thank you, Mr. 3-year-old.
I think we all agree that was the worst number one hit in history.
It's got to be one of them.
Wait, what are some other people in the running for that? Did Chicago have a number one hit?
Yeah, probably.
Because they were the worst. Wait, no. What's that, America? Did they have a number one hit?
Probably.
Was Horse With No Name a number one hit?
Yeah.
Okay, then there's your answer. Done and done. This debate is over.
Okay.
I'm going to drop the microphone.
Horse With No Name.
Yeah, it can't get worse.
You really hate that.
Yeah.
It's basically a Neil Young imitation.
Been through the desert on a horse with no name.
Why do you hate it so much? There's so many bad songs.
All right, I'll hate other songs.
It's not as stupid as in the year 2525. There's no song that has stupider lyrics than that. Even when I was 10 years old, I realized it was idiotic.
Wait, what was the Chicago song that begins, as I was walking down the street one day?
Color My World? I don't
know. No, I asked a man.
Saturday.
I asked a man what time it was on his watch.
I don't know. 20,
and then the man said, does anybody really know what time it is?
25 or 6 to 4? I don't know.
I think it's called, does anybody really know what time
it
is?
Yeah, there you go.
If you're like if you're in a group of people and that song comes on and you just smack somebody in the face,
yeah,
no jury would convict you. It's the most infuriating song in
but
the world.
Terry Kath, he was a hell of a guitar player.
Was he in Chicago?
Briefly, yep.
Did he allow that song to be released?
He had nothing to do with that song. You cannot pin that song on Terry Kath. Hi, you're on the air. Hello! Well, Andy, we have a number of finalist ages. We have 15.
Yeah.
25.
Yeah.
30.
Yeah.
And 40.
They all have two votes.
Yeah, they all have two votes. So do we want now people to vote for one of those four?
Whatever makes you happy, son.
Well, I mean, we
whatever makes your COVID-filled lungs
we only have
dance for joy.
11 minutes left, so I think, yeah, I think that's
okay, then we have four finals. Will you read them again?
We want people to call back
and
vote for one of these four ages. 15.
15.
25.
25.
30.
30.
Or 40.
Like, which age would you, if you could push a button and be that age forever? And your answer, of course, would be 15.
15, yeah. But I already voted for it, so I'm not going to vote again. Phone number is 201-209-9368.
Well, see, I can't vote for 40 because I will only have met three of my five children. I don't want to diss my younger children.
Oh, interesting.
So I guess if those four are the finalists and I had to choose, I guess I would say 15.
Okay, we're going to put you down for 15.
You put me down.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air. What's your choice?
I'm going to go with 15.
All right, 15, running away.
But we don't have any 15-year-old listeners. We have no prizes that we'll have to give away.
We might.
You think we do?
I think Nadia's 15.
Hi, what 15-year-old would be listening to this? That would be pathetic. I'd want to give that person a hug.
A 15-year-old who's on the spectrum?
Yeah, or recently suffered some sort of industrial accident.
Yeah, like a forklift accident.
Oh, or can I have one? A loser? Maybe?
Yes.
A loser?
Yeah. Or it might have been something that fell off a really high shelf and fell on their head.
So not an industrial accident, but just a...
No, that's an industrial accident.
A commonplace,
like
yeah.
In a warehouse.
A warehouse accident, yeah.
Or they might have been electrocuted.
Yeah, they suffered a serious shock.
But they didn't die.
Yeah.
The electricity just killed a whole bunch of brain cells.
May I posit another alternative scenario?
Yes.
Loser? Wait, did I say that already?
You said that already.
Yeah.
I vote for 40.
So you're voting for 40? Okay, thank you, sir. Hi, you're on the air. What are you voting for?
Yeah, hi, it's Greg K. I'll have to go with 30.
30? Ooh, we have a contest here.
I'm a little worried now. We might have to give prizes away if 30 wins.
You're on the air. Which age are you voting for?
I'm gonna have to go 25 because you got enough money for a lot of substances, but not enough money for anything else. So you got
woo substances. Woo! Did you hear 25. That, Ken?
Yeah.
It's like the home team.
You're on the air. What's your vote?
15, 1-5, please.
Okay.
Yeah, 1-5. I can see 1-5, that. 1-5,
running away with it. Hi, you're on the air. What's your vote?
Hi, it's Nadia again. I'm going to say 15.
All right.
15 was good for you, Nadia?
Yeah, I'm actually 15 right now.
Yeah, listen to how happy she is right now.
Would you say do you wake up? Are you happy to wake up? Are you happy to face the day?
Yeah, in some ways. I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. I've been, like, discovering lots of, like, new music and stuff and, like...
Oh, no.
Becoming, I don't know.
Oh, honey. But but you still enjoy your day anyway, even though you're listening to new music?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She likes the new music, Andy.
Oh, I thought she said new music.
Yeah, no, she likes the new music.
No, not new music, like new to me.
Yeah, she listens to FMU, Andy. Jesus.
I don't really appreciate lots of new music.
You know, Nadia, you can turn the dial and you can try other stations. I'm deputizing you. You can be a little junior explorer. You could explore the airways.
That's how you talk to a 15-year-old. You can be a junior explorer.
No, I'll do that.
Okay, thanks, Nadia. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm going to vote for 25.
All right, 25.
25, that's the age where you know for sure it's not going to happen.
All right, no more calls. Andy, do you want to tally the votes right now? Or
no, you do whatever you want. Hey, if there are no more calls, can I leave? Can I leave now?
No.
Can I leave a little early?
I would say that 15 won. 15 has 6 votes. 25 has 4 votes.
Do you think there is a 15? Nadia is 15. So she...
Nadia's 15.
If she contacts you, she will get a prize. What are you going to offer 15-year-olds?
Well, if it's only...
They don't need bumper stickers. They ain't got no bumpers. They ain't got no car.
I'll offer them T-shirts because there's not that many of them.
Hey, we could offer them one of our customized T-shirts that we're giving away at the marathon.
Let's give away an old T-shirt so I can mail it out tomorrow. We have old 7-second delay T-shirts.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead, Andy, and solicit for 15-year-olds.
Well, if there's any other 15-year-olds besides Nadia, hey, maybe we could put Nadia on the phone with a 15-year-old. It'd be fun to hear them just kind of chat away, right?
Yes.
At 15-year-old banter.
Oh, my God, that would be the greatest.
Nothing like it. It's like music when they're talking.
They could teach you some slang.
They could teach you some slang. Nadia could teach you plenty of slang.
I like the slang shows that we do from time to time.
Yeah. Slang is the bomb.
Yeah. That's very old slang.
I'm not talking about the bad bomb like we dropped
no,
on Hiroshima.
Oh, the good bomb.
Well, yeah, like we dropped on Nagasaki.
Yeah. It's still really old. It's like dope.
Yeah, that's dope.
Or deaf.
Yeah. But my opinion, and I'm just speaking for myself, I'm not speaking for you, I can have my own opinion.
Yeah.
Nadia is fly.
That's even older than any of the others.
It is?
I think so, yeah.
What do kids say now when something's good? Do they do this? Do they give a big thumbs up?
Nope.
Do they do 2 thumbs up for that?
No.
They don't?
I don't think they do that anymore. No, that's...
Oh.
Something that's really old. There are some states that you can drive at 15 in. I think in Michigan you can drive at 15.
When did thumbs up become an affirmative response?
In the United States?
Yeah.
I don't know. But one time I was in Russia DJing, and we were having technical problems, and when we finally figured it out, I gave the engineer a thumbs up.
And
he looked horrified and backed away from me.
Yeah, that means I'll meet you at the gulag.
No.
If you're next.
It's like a middle finger.
It is?
Yeah. So it's like we finally got it all fixed and I gave him a middle finger.
Man, that explains a lot of the Cold War tension,
yes.
Doesn't it, in the last 40 years?
It does.
Presidents and secretaries of state giving the thumbs up.
Yeah.
The UN ambassadors giving the thumbs up and then just starting... enormous tension and war.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's kind of interesting. That thumbs up is an obscene gesture.
Yeah.
It had to happen that you'd say something interesting. It's like hitting a cue ball really hard. Something's bound to go in, right?
Well, it's like a stopped clock tells the right time twice a day.
What?
Or
wait, what?
Or it's like a chimpanzee throwing darts at the New York Stock Exchange.
What?
List. You know.
Yeah. Or it's like an FMU DJ DJ blabbering away for an hour.
Right. Oh, it takes
something interesting is going to happen.
You need way more than an hour.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
You need 100 DJs in a cave blabbing into microphones.
Hey, Red Door and Ypsilanti said that they were able to drive at 14. So I guess in Michigan, the driving age is 14.
I guess you could drive at 12, but just not legally.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I started driving illegally at 14.
Dear God, Ken. Was there ever a rule that you followed in your life?
Sure. Followed.
Yeah, you break every rule until the FCC.
The FCC
says you can't say this, you can't say that. Oh, excuse me. Yes, FCC. I'll stay on this side of the line. Is that okay, sir? That's my impression of you.
That's uncanny.
Yeah, thanks.
That's amazing.
Here's a list of seven words.
We had a 15-year-old calling.
We did?
I missed it.
How do you know?
They were calling the 15-year-old hotline.
Yeah. You know what?
Oh, man.
Kent installed that 15-year-old hotline when the day he turned 30. Isn't that sad?
No, it has a dial on it.
Well, any 15-year-old that wants to contact, wants a T-shirt, if you can prove you're 15, how do they prove they're 15?
Send us their 15-year-old ID.
Well, what ID do they have at 15?
They have their papers.
What papers?
You know.
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
I guess they have their school ID.
Yeah, there you go.
And then you'll send them a T-shirt?
Yep.
If they're 15?
Yeah.
What are we doing next week?
Offer good until 7:30 p.m.
Can we, oh, brother. Can we do our big president of the show?
Yes.
Show next
if,
week?
Oh, that's right. You're going to be here next week. Pam and Sam, clear your calendar for next week.
And we'll run. We'll have an election. Which of you will win president of the show? And we'll give you real responsibilities, right, Ken?
Oh, yeah.
What responsibilities will they have?
Oh, I think they get to ban. They get to approve every show topic.
Or maybe they can veto shows.
Yeah, they can veto show topics for the next year.
Oh, that's great. Someone to blame, finally.
Yeah.
Wait. There it is. Listen, Ken. Just shush and listen. Oh, it was there. I swear I heard it.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like a mirage.
Yeah, you're having like audio hallucinations.
Oh, please. Theme song play, please.
We have another 10 minutes.
Dear Lord, I ask for nothing.
Matt Fivash with Weekly World Blues is coming right up. Thank you, Jeremiah, for the newsletter.
Oh, thanks, Jeremiah.
It's great to be back, Andy.
And thanks to your doctor. Did your doctor take care of you, Ken?
No, perfect. Actually. She did nothing. She would not give me Paxlovid.
Yeah.
So that's why I had COVID for 3 weeks.
My advice? Might want to try one of the man doctors.
Well, she had a reason.
Yeah. She didn't like your attitude?
She said I had already had COVID for about 5 or 6 days by the
time. Oh, you missed the window.
I missed it, yeah.
Yeah, there's like a 3-day window.
I waited too long before testing positive.
No one to blame but yourself.
Nadia, yes, you can get a T-shirt if you call back.
Great show, Ken. We knocked it out of the park.
We did.
We killed that one. We crushed it.
Don't forget, March 5th.
You were fly, Ken.
6:15 p.m.
Why, what's that?
The soaking of the Andy.
No.
This is WFMU East Orange.
Oh, dear God.
WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Aaron in Toronto. Anybody else in Toronto?
No. I'm really, really busy. I'm really working.
Andy's coming your way.
No, I'm making my list of verbs.
No show jobs for all his friends. On the set of the show that Andy's shooting.
Dear God.
Which is Einstein.
It's Ironside.
No, Einstein.
No, maybe.
And Andy's birthday, March 3rd.
No, that's not true at all.
Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fivash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
blues comes so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Card and said, my name is Papa Do. Said, I'm a talent scout, baby. I can do things for you. Said, if you hang out with me, baby, and you play your cards right, this may turn out to be your lucky night. I said, man, I can't hear a word you say.
Big shot.
Then he said, you may not know it from the looks of my clothes, but I taught that King Cole everything he knows. Meet me in the back booth of the Big Beat Bar. I might just decide to make you a recording star. I said, man.